This podcast brought to you by the full-time and part-time graduate business programs of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. Powerful network, legendary brand. That's Notre Dame Business. Learn about our graduate programs in Chicago and South Bend at mendoza.nd.edu.
Is Twitter tapped for a takeover?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Well, it's been a long year since the return of Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey as the company's CEO. The social media staple is expected to assess takeover bids from several suitors, including Salesforce, Disney, and Google. We reported on this recently on this very podcast. And now there seems to be more rumblings coming down the pike as to where the company stands. While Twitter has become quite the hot commodity in the tech industry, at least as far as potential buys go, and even though many have come to name Twitter as an unpolished jewel. The Journal's Lee Hawkins explains what that means, why the company is struggling with user and revenue growth, and how Twitter might have its work cut out for it.
The notably unpolished aspect is one that has some critics of Twitter buzzing around the first anniversary of the return of the company's CEO, Jack Dorsey. As Twitter explores the possibility of a sale, some high-ranking managers tell the Wall Street Journal that they are losing faith in Dorsey, illustrating the cloud over the company he co-founded.
And Twitter's stock? It's equally as complicated.
With a market value of about $17 billion, Twitter's working with Goldman Sachs Group to evaluate offers as soon as this week from companies looking to gain access to Twitter's 313 million users. WSJ's Yori Koh reports that Dorsey's efforts so far have failed to reignite flagging user and revenue growth, leaving the company vulnerable to a takeover. Some critics lament the fact that Twitter added just 1% more monthly users in the second quarter, while its revenue growth shrank for the eighth straight period to under 20%. The company's stock has also dropped under Dorsey, falling about 29% until late September, when the acquisition rumors pushed the shares up by nearly the same amount. Underlying those dismal metrics is the feeling among some that new users are still largely unwilling to try the 10-year-old service, while existing members complain that Twitter accommodates online harassment.
However, it's important not to count Twitter out. Not just yet, at least.
Despite the challenges, Twitter is still being hailed as an undoubtedly attractive acquisition target, with Salesforce.com's Mark Benioff and others hailing the power of Twitter's name brand and its treasure trove of data that can be extracted from its large base of users.
And CEO Jack Dorsey? He continues to stay positive.
Twitter didn't make Dorsey available for comment, but says its leader has delivered on the goals he's laid out to investors, including executing product changes more quickly and simplifying the service. Dorsey has remained optimistic about meeting his priorities, touting nearly a dozen new live video partnerships, including one with the National Football League that allows fans to watch 10 Thursday night games on Twitter. The company has also rolled out incremental changes that have simplified tweeting and helped curb abuse. Twitter plans to report third quarter earnings on October 27th.
And there you have it. For more information, you can check out WSJ.com. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.